All right, good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. My name is Will. I'll be doing today's update. First off, hope everyone enjoyed the extended weekend. Hope it was a time of rest after a really choppy and messy time in the market. Paint that picture a little bit better, looking at performance really over your major groups over the past 7 days. I'll take a look at. It's been a pretty intense story. Gold off 2%, emerging markets down near 4% at the other end. Crude oil had a pretty big pullback. I'll talk about that a little bit later and some implications for the energy sector. Russell 2000, small caps also among your worst performing. Not what you'd want to see from a risk-on perspective per se. So overall, a pretty big shift across the board. One of the worst weeks we've seen this year for major equities. From a sector perspective, I also wanted to talk about this today. Over your past 7 days, carrying that theme forward, you saw energy, the worst performing of the broad spider funds here, down 17%. So that's a huge disparity, especially from a sector that's been leading throughout the year. The only sector in positive year-to-date territory, as you see here, was up about 30%. On the other end, staples were the best performing, being down 4%, healthcare down 4.5% over the past week, and then financials down 5%. So this is a bit of a shakeup from the leadership that we've seen, as I said, not just year to date, but over that kind of trailing 1 year as well. A lot of our models have positioned themselves to be overweight energy, staples, utilities, and some sectors that are like them, materials as well. So not a great week when you see some of the leaders break down or leading sectors take a big haircut like this. 1 week is not going to change a trend per se, but it's something to keep your eye on here should leadership change. More so from a broad market perspective, I just wanted to highlight again here is an S&P, pretty important chart action that we're going to see. No recent reversal up, meaning we really haven't found some type of near-term consolidation or bottom here. That 3,700 level, I would still put that nearby. I know we violated it on the chart, but if you look back here, that February, March 2021 levels, you got 3,650 up to 3,700 level. Still looking for some type of consolidation here. Futures are up, when I'm recording this, about 1.8% for the S&P. So maybe we could get a bounce, a reversal back into X's here and establish some type of a bottom around this level. That'd be something to look for. For small caps, this is the small cap 600. So there is a profitability screen going on in here, but similar picture. This is kind of in no man's land right now. It broke out. You're well below your March 2021 levels, and you're just testing these exhales that you got coming out of the COVID recovery. So we're looking for some actual meaningful support. I would say most of these levels are not meaningful tests of support. Maybe if we get down here to September, October of 20, that would be a more meaningful test of support. But right now, not say we're going all the way down here. So really looking for some consolidation, higher level, looking to put in some meaningful support levels, material support, where there's some good market memory that could come around, not necessarily this level, but around this time in the market, I will consider a reversal up from here to be a meaningful level of support. We are sitting in a combos, pretty oversold as well right now, like we are across the market. So look for those bounces out of oversold territory, but more so look for an establishment of better support. Crude oil, as I mentioned and kind of led the call with today, was a big underperformer over the past week. Gave a sell signal on its point and figure chart at 111, and it's pulled back below the middle of that trading band, kind of encroaching on that positive trend line. It would break the positive trend line at 103. If it continued straight down from here, doesn't look like we're going to see that per se, at least in the near term right now. This still looks to be an uptrend. You've seen it test this bullish support line a number of times and bounce off. So we would stick with the uptrend per se right now. Energy is still an overweight sector, and a lot of our models have really been nowhere to hide this year except for in energy. So this still looks to be an uptrend picture right now, at least. Nice pullback though, coming out of overbought territory. That could be a positive here. I don't talk too much about Bitcoin on the calls, but it's been in a lot of headlines lately. So I just figured I'd put some commentary on it from a charting perspective. This is the default chart of Bitcoin. It really just bounced out of extremely oversold territory. If you notice, huge stem of X's here. There's really no support nearby. for Bitcoin at this time. Maybe 20,000. You've seen that as a lot of headlines. That could be a more anecdotal, qualitative point to mention around those round 20,000. We broke down from 30, maybe looking now down to 20,000 as well. But by and large, it's really just bouncing out of oversold territory. No emergence of a new trend right now. Looking at a more longer term chart, maybe you could look even further to say that we had some prior resistance around 13,000 in, it was going to be June of 19, that came after the crash in December or late 2018 for Bitcoin. So maybe we look to that 13,000 as a level, a first level of prior resistance that could maybe become some support now. But overall, this still looks to be in free fall and is just taking bounces out of oversold territory and not establishing meaningful support or starting a new uptrend there. On a macro front, shifting gears a bit here, some notable changes we had last week. We saw cash move above domestic equities in our major asset class ranks for DALI. First time we saw that since 2020. We put some more commentary around this asset class change in our Friday report, so it'll be available throughout today until about 5:30 this evening when we'll put a new fresh report out. But we talked about domestic equities falling to third in DALI. We talked about the past times we've seen it do this. And I do want to make a note that, yes, market environments are very different. There's different cycles. Things happen differently, et cetera, et cetera. But I would note this is particularly different because we've never seen the ranking of the asset classes as they are now when domestic equity sat in third. So going back to really 2003, here are five recent instances right here that we saw domestic equities moved to third or lower in DALI. And we looked at what was the top ranked asset class at that time. So right now it's commodities and cash. And if you'll note here, there's really no other environment that we see commodities and cash sitting in your top one and two. We have commodities and currencies, so maybe a little bit similar to 2011, but commodities and cash, we haven't seen that before. It's typically been fixed income in your top ranked asset class when domestic equities falls to third, but we all know that's not been the case this year. You haven't gotten the ballast from fixed income. So this is articulating you're really in, not to say uncharted, but a very different market environment than some of the indicators have seen before. Overall, a lot more commentary on this. We run through some of the tilt model changes, if you all are following those, what adjustments those have made as a result. Another macro comment that I'll say is looking at these money market percentile rank and the equity core rank. So starting with the equity core, how strong is that S&P 500 index funds group relative to everything else on the system? This has dropped to 73%. This is the lowest level we've seen this year to date, at least, and really since the 2020 recovery timeframe. So you've seen some weakness in the equity core. That's mainly come recently over the past week, at least past couple of days, more specifically from fixed income. So you saw a pullback in treasury yields, just kind of evidencing to show this here. US 10-year yield went over 3.4, and then you saw a pullback closer back to 3.2. So with that exhale from rates, you got some type of price stability from the fixed income areas of the market. And if you look down here, here's the S&P 500 index funds. That's that equity core representative. You've seen some of these fixed income areas, all munis, general mortgage, general bond, short and intermediate muni bond, et cetera. Some of these fixed income groups be able to move above S&P 500 index funds group, which contributed to that lower equity core rank. So if you get some price stability in fixed income and equities continue to weaken, I could expect that this equity core reading might actually dip a bit lower. Should that happen, maybe we get some consolidation from equities. Most areas are very oversold right now, so that's very possible. Like I said, futures are pretty strongly positive right now. So that's on the table. Just wanted to add some color on why that equity core rank dropped with the pullback in broader fixed income, price stability in fixed income, and some of those fixed income areas moved above the equity core rank, which is interesting. Like I said, with back to the DALI comment, you typically see fixed income as your top ranked asset class when domestic equities falls to third. So again, not saying that's going to happen, just illustrating the difference in market environment that we're seeing right now. All right, that's what I wanted to mention today. A bit of a hodgepodge, but definitely a messy week. Still looking for material support to develop across the major indices. And per usual, if you want to talk about that more, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out.